to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy.
Listen. The Lord told me from Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. He says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful. But became vain in their imaginations. And their heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They knew God, but they were not thankful to God. I don't know if such a person is here this morning. And for us to take ourselves away from that bracket, we shall rise up unto our God and give him thanks again. We shall rise up unto our God and give him thanks again. And we shall tell him, Eshe.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this morning to say thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We are grateful to you. We are grateful to you for all that you have done for us, for all that you are doing now, for all that you will still do, Lord. We are grateful. We thank you. 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 All glory, all honor, adoration belongs to you. Father, this morning we present ourselves before you. What you have planned, what you have purposed to do in our midst, oh Lord God, please do. In the name of Jesus, let your name be exalted. Thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, take over this meeting. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. This morning we are considering a simple question. It says, will God repent for your sake? Will God repent for your sake? Will God repent for your sake? And for our main test, we are taking Genesis chapter 6, verses 4 to 6, and Acts 10, 34 to 35. Genesis chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. Okay, let me take it from 5. From 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man in the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord looked at the man that he created, and he saw that all the imagination of his heart, everything that proceeded from man, was evil. And the Bible tells us that the Lord repented. It repented the Lord. Another translation tells us that God was sorry. It made him unhappy the way he saw man behaving. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, 34 to 35. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. In every nation, any person that walks righteousness and fears God, such a person is accepted with the Lord. And when the Lord accepts a person, any good thing can happen in the life of such a person. And today, may the Lord accept all of us and cause good things to happen in our lives in Jesus' name. God is always interested in the well-being of his people. God is always interested in your well-being. He's always interested in my well-being. He wants us to live by his commands and his laws, that all may be well with us. That is the interest of God. That is the mind of God for you and for myself, that we will live by his commands, by his laws. And when we live that way, all becomes well with us. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 13, Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 13, so many blessings were listed out there that the Lord tells us that if we follow his commands, If we live the way he wants us to live, those blessings will be our portion. The blessing of adoption as a child of his. The blessing of dominion. Having dominion over the affairs of things around us. So many blessings. Even by the death of Jesus Christ, we became heirs in the kingdom of God. So it's always in the interest of God that things go well with you and with me. But unfortunately, tell your neighbor, unfortunately. Unfortunately, most of the time we rebel against the purpose of God in our lives. Most of the time we do things that grieve the heart of God. Most of the times we do things that makes God to repent. But from today, the Lord God will help us in Jesus Christ's name. Isaiah chapter 53 verses 2 to 3 and Psalms 14 verses 2 to 3 say the same thing. It's also the same thing, about the same thing with Romans 3, 23. Isaiah 53, 2 to 3. It says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there's any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. None that doeth good. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. But that's not the mind of God for you. It's not the mind of God for me. It would have been better if we understood the plan and the purpose of God for us and walked according to that which he has in mind. In Job chapter 22 verse 3, Job chapter 22 verse 3 is a question. Job 22 verse 3. He says, is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy way perfect? If we behave righteously, if we follow the commands of God, if we follow the plan of God for our lives, is it God that will benefit by it? Is it God that will benefit by it? We are the ones that will benefit by it. In fact, Isaiah 48 verse 18 answers that question. Isaiah 48 verse 18, it answers that question. It says, oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Oh, that thou had hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. If we look at easy to read version, it says, you should have obeyed my commands.
you should have obeyed my commands. Then you would have had peace in your lives, like a river that runs quietly. If you followed the commands of God, you would have had peace in your lives, like a river that runs quietly. You would have been safe and well. If you had followed the command of God, he says this is what would have been. So, is it God that is looking for peace? Is it God that is looking for peace? Is it the one looking for safety? Is it the one looking for well-being? We are the ones looking for peace. We are the ones looking for safety. We are the ones looking for well-being. And if we will get peace, if we will get safety and well-being, these are only found in the Lord. Praise the Lord. They are only found in the Lord. And so, God expects you, he expects me, that we trace our steps back to him today. If we will get peace, if we will get safety, and if we will get well-being. If we obey God, if we will not disobey his commandment, it is to our benefit. That is in Psalms 1, verses 1 to 3. It's not to the benefit of God. It is to your benefit. It is to my benefit. If we will make up our minds that from today, we will obey him and do as he commands us. God is the one that created the heavens and the earth, and he has control of all that is in them all. Psalm 24, verse 1, he says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Psalm 50 verses 10 to 12, I'll paraphrase it. It says that the cattle upon the thousand hills, they belong to God. So God is not looking for anything. In fact, part of that Psalm 50, he asked a question. He said, if I needed anything, will I come and ask you? If God needed anything, he is the giver. He is the ultimate giver. He is the one that owns everything. Imagine the president, for example. If he needs anything, no matter how highly placed the minister is, the president is not coming to ask the minister. He will only give the command, go and get it, and he gets it. So if God needs anything, it's not you, it's not me he will ask. We are the ones that need from our God. And may we behave ourselves wisely, because when we behave ourselves wisely, he gives to us. He says he opens his hand unto us, and what happens? We are filled. He opens his hand unto us, and we are filled. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 tells us that the silver and gold, they belong unto God, the one that created them. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. The silver and the gold, they are his. So God is not coming to ask you for money. He's not coming to ask me for money. He owns them all. Exodus chapter 15, 26 says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. God cannot be sick. He cannot be sick. It is you and myself that go to God and say, God, this is the situation. Attend to me. My head, my leg, my whatever. He says he is the one that healeth us. Psalm 73, verse 26. It says, my flesh and my heart fail it, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. My flesh and my heart fail it, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You think you have strength? It depends on your strength. It will fail. It will fail, no matter how strong you think you are. But God is ever strong. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He is ever ready. The Lord God is ever ready. And when you call on Him, He's always ready to answer. But many people do not know this. They do not know. They do not understand this. That God Almighty is the one that has all. And because they don't know, they behave in such a way that God Himself, He looks at them and He shakes His head. He shakes His head. That was why in that Genesis chapter 6, verses 4 to 6, His earlier creations, they behaved that way. They caused God to repent. They caused God to regret. They caused God to be sorrowful that He created them. And today, I am praying that we will not cause God to repent. We will not cause Him to regret. And will not cause Him to be sorrowful that He created us. I didn't hear amen. Amen. Today, will not cause God to repent. Will not cause Him to regret. And we will not cause Him to be sorrowful that He created us. That God will look at someone, even as He looked at Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 to 12. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 to 12. Verse 11 of that scripture says, concerning Saul, I regret that I have made Saul king. I regret, I repent. It makes my heart sorrowful. In fact, I grieve that I have made Saul king. Had I known, I would not have made him king. Can you pray for yourself and say, God, please, don't regret over me. Don't regret over me. Today is a day of decision. It's a day of decision. Lord, don't regret over me. Lord, please. Please. I will do your will. I will do your will. I will do your will. Father, please. Don't regret over me. Pray, Lord. Whatever I will do that will cause you to regret over me. Whatever I will do that will cause you to regret over me. Or whatever I have done, whatever I have done.
whatever I have done, causing you to regret over me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In the Jesus' name we pray. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 27 to 32. Verses 27 to 32. That talks about Eli and his children. Eli and his children. And we all know the story of Eli and his children. But specifically in verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now, the Lord said, be it far from me. Be it far from me. For them that honor me will I honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. The sons of Aaron and his sons, in Exodus chapter 29, from verse 9b, Exodus chapter 29, from verse 9b, the Lord has said concerning Aaron and his sons that they will be priests. He said, the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual status. The priest's office shall be theirs forever. Forever. It shall have no end. Nothing will stop it. But Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, they caused God to say, it will not be. Can you pray to God again and say, God, I will not behave like Hophni and Phinehas. I will not behave like Hophni and Phinehas. I will not behave like Hophni and Phinehas. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Those were instances where God was not happy with what the people have done. And because he wasn't happy with what they have done, he said he regrets, he repents of the fact that either he created them or he put them wherever they were. But there are also instances where God repented positively. And today, concerning you and myself, the Lord God, he will look at you, he will look at me, and he will say again, for this thing that you have done, I repent. I repent, and I will cause positive things to happen in your life. And the Lord will do it in Jesus' name. In the book of Jonah, we know the story of Jonah and the people of Nineveh. How the Bible tells us that the sin of the people of Nineveh rose unto God. And the Lord had made up his mind that he was going to wipe them out. But he sent Jonah to the people of Nineveh. And Jonah went there and presented the word of God to them. And the Bible tells us in Jonah chapter 3 verse 10. He says, God repented of the evil that he had intended against Nineveh. God repented of the evil that he had intended against Nineveh. And so there is room for God to repent of whatever evil he had intended against any person, if the person will turn away from such evil. And today, may the Lord God speak to our hearts and cause us to turn away from whatever evil that had hurt us, that the Lord will repent of whatever he had also intended to do against such a one, in Jesus' name. In 1 Kings chapter 21, 1 Kings chapter 21 is the story of Ahab, who saw the vineyard of Naboth. And the Bible tells us that Ahab coveted that vineyard so much. To him, he needed it so much. And when he discovered he couldn't get it, he went to his house and was misbehaving. And fired by his wicked wife, he took the vineyard from Naboth. And the Lord was angry. And he sent a prophet to Ahab. 1 Kings 21. I take it from 17. And the word of the Lord came to Elisha the Tishbite, saying, "Arise, go to meet Ahab, the king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it," to take the vineyard from Naboth. Verse 21, "Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin." And when Ahab heard all that, verse 27, "And it came to pass when Ahab heard these words that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. He humbled himself. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring evil in his days. Because he repented of that sin, the Lord repented also of the evil that the Lord has purposed against him." I pray that today, as we make up our minds, the Lord God Almighty also will make up his mind to do us good, in Jesus' name. In Numbers 25, we know the effrontery of one of the children of Israel. The children of Israel had sinned, and the plague was against them, destroying them. And the Bible tells us that even while Moses was still before them, addressing them, one of them was so bold in sin. He was so bold in evil. And he went to bring a Moabite woman into the camp to continue with the defilement. And the Bible tells us that when, hallelujah, that when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw what that man had done, he took his javelin and went to that man with a woman, and he smote them with that javelin. And in that Numbers chapter 25, if we read from verse 11, it says, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, had turned my wrath away from the children of Israel. The action of one man, became the saving grace of the children of Israel. Had turned away my wrath from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume them not. That I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Verse 12. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. The action of one man, Phinehas, saved Israel and caused God to say that because of that action, he will ever, with his generation, have peace. Peace. And that priesthood will remain with them. Today, I don't know what you think, but will you make up your mind that your own action, because Jesus Christ had died for us already in the cross of Calvary, so he had made the atonement, but he expects us to come back to him if there are things for which we should come and say, have mercy. He expects you, he expects me, that we come back to him if there are things for which we should come back. That is why, that Acts chapter 10, 34 to 35, we shall go back there. Acts chapter 10, 34 to 35. Acts 10, 34 to 35, it said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, oh, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Today, we are saying it from here again. God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. He that feareth him. Who is the person that fears the Lord? The person that fears the Lord is the one that humbles himself. And when there is anything, if there is anything to come to him for repentance, the person does so quickly. Is there anything for which you or for which we should come back to God today in repentance. Verse 44 of that scripture says, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And as this word is coming today, the Holy Spirit will fall on us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us look at Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4. Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4. Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4. He says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, even as the Spirit of the Lord God will come upon us today. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. The Spirit of God is here today. And all these that he has mentioned, is there any of us that mourn? Is there any of us that is brokenhearted? Is there any of us that is having yoke on us, that is carrying a burden that we know should not be there? He said, why Peter yet spoke with them, the Holy Spirit, why Peter yet spoke with them, the Holy Spirit fell. Why Peter yet spoke with them, the Holy Spirit fell. Why Peter yet spoke, Holy Spirit. Why Peter yet spoke, the Holy Spirit fell. Will you present yourself before the Lord this morning and begin to tell him, Lord, this is the area of my life. I need you to visit this area of my life. This is the area of my life. I need you to visit this area. Lord, this is the area of my life. I need you, Lord, to visit this area. I need you, Lord, to visit this area. I need you, Lord, to visit this area. But you first of all pray a prayer of repentance unto the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. 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 He says, those that fear the Lord, those that fear the Lord, those that fear the Lord, can you pray and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Is there any area in my life that the enemy would hold on to? Is there any area in my life the enemy will hold on to prevent me, oh God, from receiving that which you have in mind for me today? From receiving that which you have in mind for me today. Is there any area the enemy will hold on to? Father, you know me. You are the one that created me. I present myself before you, Lord. I present myself before you, pleading for mercy. Pleading for mercy. Pleading for mercy that you forgive me. That you forgive me. Can you begin to plead the blood of Jesus Christ? Can you begin to plead the blood of Jesus Christ? The blood of Jesus Christ. 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 Begin to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Masha kabo sote karaba. Re masa kabo sokete kakaka. Re kamazike kusu kumbalista koso gogo. Grumase brakase kabrakase kebregegegegege. Re masa kebo soko kuku. Can we rise up as we take this song? And as we take this song, look at any area of your life that you need God's intervention today. As we take this song, look at any area of your life that you need God's intervention and present it before God. The Holy Spirit is there, and today the Holy Spirit will come. The Holy Spirit will come, and he will do that which he alone
can do in our lives.
Holy Ghost, have your way.
You want the Holy Ghost to intervene. If there is any area of your life, if you will present yourself before Him, if you will present yourself before Him, if you will help yourself and walk to the front here, if you will help yourself and walk to the front here, if you will help yourself and walk to the front here, if you will help yourself and walk to the front here, if you will help yourself and walk to the front here,
Today is your day of deliverance. I wish you would take it. Do you feel as if you are under any yoke? Today is your day of deliverance. Are you mourning? Are you mourning? Are you mourning? Today. Today is your day of deliverance. Are you mourning? Today is your day of deliverance. As we take that song again, as we take the song again, if you feel that there is one trouble, hey, today is a day of deliverance for you. If you don't know it now, today is a day of deliverance for you. If you think there's one sickness, there's one disease, there's one trouble somewhere, and you have been asking yourself, how will this go? As we take the song again, I don't plead with you. Present yourself before the Lord. He is the one that will visit you. Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Upon your head. And the rest of us, let us stretch our hands towards them and begin to pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. You will have a sensation of fire from the crown of your head flowing through your being now. The Holy Ghost will do a new work in your life now. Bralika pa santa yalagra de keliba santa ya. Ye kaprala de ke di baba santa ya. Spirit of the living God, man sekete li raba suntu. Do that which only you can do in the lives of your children. Ye kaprala gra da di ka push them off. Yenemansoku praila gradali. Spirit of the living God, mansoku praila rabiketilia. For with you there is mercy. With you there is deliverance. Deliver your people, Lord. Even now. Let the deliverance they need come. Now. Shaka prale kete librale credeleba. Ey, kaprale credelebo sontoko praindelia. Zenteli grade grada grabo koshtima mosuntoko praya. Fire of the Lord, come down, come down. Ye kapali rabakushtima. Ey, saraba lukro poligaman santaya. Ede balagra dale grababa soto hubusti. Legenemon zutuku prayala. Fire of the Lord. Ye kedi la rika pushti. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Come upon your children now. Let there be a cleansing, a deliverance, an emancipation, a restoration of that which the devil has stolen from the lives of your people. Pali gredelemo sonto copraye de ricapaya. Yelebo sonto copraiandelia gabu. Robo custimo sonto copraingeria. Asante. Is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? There is nothing too hard for our Father to do. The lover of our souls, the redeemer of our lives. He says, receive. Receive that which you desire of the Lord. Receive that which you desire of the Lord. Receive that which you desire of the Lord. For healing is the meat of the children. Deliverance is for those whom the Lord has had compassion on. Yes, you are an object of His mercy, an object of His compassion, an object of His favor. That is your portion now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every stranger, every satanic agent that has been tormenting you, the Lord says they are strangers. They hear the voice of the Lord now and fly out from your life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Whosoever the Son of God shall set free is freed indeed. Receive your liberty. Receive your liberty. In the name of Jesus. The Lord looks upon you with favor. The favor of the Lord is come upon you. The Lord takes away from you the garment of shame, the garment of disfavor. In the name of Jesus, receive the garment of honor, the garment of favor. In the name of Jesus. These enemies of your life that have hitherto tormented your life, that have hitherto held you bound, held you in captivity. Today, your soul is escaped. Your soul is escaped. Your soul is escaped from their grip, like the bird out of the snare of the fowler. So your soul is escaped. Now, in the name of Jesus, you shall see these enemies of your life no more. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus seals your blessing. Seals your miracle. You shall no more lose your miracle. The miracle will be evident. You will testify of the faithfulness of God. Of the intervention of God. Over your life. People shall hear of your testimony and come and put their trust in your God. In the name of Jesus. For it is written, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. Everyone here, by the mighty name of Jesus, you are saved. You are delivered. You are preserved. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. May his countenance focus on you now. In the name of Jesus. The stranger shall no longer lord it over you. You are free. You are free. You are free. Jesus has set you free. You shall no longer be bound. The mercy of the Lord has prevailed for your sake. That from this day onward, your life receives a new turn. A new turn for good. A new turn for the better. A new turn for the best. In the name of Jesus, you are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. Every weakness, every weariness, every debilitating disease that had kept you in hold, in a hole, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we rebuke them. Satan, we rebuke you now. In the name of Jesus. You enforcers of wickedness, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Leave these children of the living God. Take off your hands from them. In the name of Jesus, we insist these ones are delivered. These ones are delivered. These ones are delivered by the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We praise you. We exalt you. You are worthy, for you are our God. It's you we will serve all the days of our lives. And in heaven we will worship you continuously, unending, because you are our Lord. You love us so much. Thank you for what you have done in the lives of these your daughters and sons. Thank you for the testimonies we be shared, and your name will be exalted much more. In the name of Jesus, we appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. We have victory in the Lord. You can go back to your seat. You have victory.